This podcast is intended to support UK healthcare professionals with education. The information provided in this podcast is not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment, and patients are encouraged to consult healthcare providers, including nurses, for any medical questions or concerns.
Welcome to Stoma and Continence Conversations from Coloplast Professional, where healthcare professionals and experts by experience discuss the latest hot topics in the worlds of stoma, continence care and specialist practice. I'm Hannah Patterson. I've worked in specialist care and I'm currently the Ostomy Care Associate Education Manager at Coloplast. This time, we are asking, what does a good DAC look like?
We run healthcare professional, what we call an experience day. So we have nurses coming in to do core listening and see the service in real life. Everybody who comes in are just blown away by the passion to really deliver on that. They can see the difference that they've made to a patient's life.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today I am lucky enough to be joined by one of my Coloplast colleagues, Carla. Hi Carla, how are you?
Hello, morning Hannah. Yes, good, thank you. Excited to join you this morning.
Thank you so much for joining me. Now, Carla will attest to this. I have been chasing Carla around for quite some time to join me to record a podcast, haven't I, Carla?
Just a little.
Now, I'm not going to steal your thunder here. If you could tell us and the listeners a little bit about what your job role is within Coloplast, please.
Yeah, so my job role really focusing on Coloplast Charter and developing the service and listening to our HCP customers and also their patients, our customers as well, in terms of what they want from a good DAC and what service they want, and ensure that we can work together to deliver that for everybody.
Fantastic. Now, I know you mentioned DAC there and I mentioned DAC in the introduction. So what exactly is a DAC?
Well, I guess in its most simplified form, it's like a pharmacy. So nurses will register their patients with a DAC to ensure that they get the products that are right for them, that the nurses think are most suitable. And then simply, a DAC is really like a pharmacy. So we will dispense the products to the patient. So we work with a GP to get the prescription and make sure that the patients have the right products at the right time. So that's its most simplified form, I think.
And if only it was that simple, hey?
Yes. Lots goes into that. It makes it sound very easy, but there's a lot going on under the bonnet.
Absolutely. So roughly how many people are there working within the charter section of Coloplast?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a lot of different teams. So obviously we have the main, what we would call a customer care team, where they're liaison with patients on the phones, taking orders and following up any queries on their prescriptions. And we also have a team who will liaise with GPs, a team that liaise with healthcare professionals, digital teams, marketing teams. And of course, really important team, our team in the warehouse, actually ensuring that the products are packed correctly and delivered safely to the patient. If it's a stoma bag, they do the stoma bag cut in there as well. So there's also a team who are doing the actual stoma bag cutting, and that's quite a busy team there as well. So a lot of people are involved in delivering the service to patients. Wouldn't really like to put a number on it.
And you said that there's almost like a timeline as it goes through. So the call comes in from either the HCP or the customer. Or no, we do online requests as well, aren't they, that patients can put in online requests as well?
Yeah, we try and keep, here at Coloplast Charter, we try and keep order and delivery as flexible and as easy as possible so that patients can help it fit into their life, really. So, yes, we've got a big team who talk to patients over the phone, but we're also lucky enough to have a great website, so that means that patients can order their products at the right time for them. So if they get up in the morning and they're changing their bag and they realise that they're down to their last however many, rather than waiting for us to open or to get a call, they can obviously go online and place their own order. So it's just about taking away a little bit of pressure and just making it a little bit easier for people. So, yeah, it's great resource to have, actually.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking my own experiences. When I'm ordering my repeat medication, you can guarantee it's normally about 10 o'clock at night that I realise that I need to order it. There's no way that I will remember by the next morning to do it or have the time to do it by the next morning. And having that ability to be able to order your repeat prescription online is so useful, because everyone does lead such busy lives. And also, it's just having that flexibility to do it when you think about it as well, because I'm one of those people, I don't do something when I'm thinking about it, it's gone.
Exactly the same. And then it creates pressure and worry for the patient. And also that can come back on the HCP if the patient's getting down to their last few bags or products and it becomes all very urgent. So, yeah, it's just helping people fit their routine into their lives rather than the other way around, really.
Absolutely.
And just trying to be flexible as possible and really just be able to create a service that people know that they can rely on. So, however they're placing their order, they know a few days later it's going to arrive at their door and they get what they need to support their routine.
So what would be the, I know it's probably a bit like a needle in a haystack type of question, but what would be the expected timeline from either receiving the online request or the telephone request to the products then being at the patient's door?
I guess we would advise generally good practice, so maybe down to your last 7 days of products. If you're in England, we have electronic prescribing service. So that means that we obviously get the prescription request back from the GP really quickly, often the same day as we request it, actually. So it's really sped up. So if you're lucky enough to have that system and you live in England, so there's no paper prescriptions going back and forth, we would deliver in sort of 3 to 5 days from patient calling in to place their order. Bear in mind the prescription is also requested and received within that time. When we look at Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland, they're still dealing in paper, so it can take a little longer, but not too long. We've got it down to fine art now, but I guess good practice would be to allow 7 days from ordering your product to receipt, because obviously we work with GP practices to receive the prescription and then it's out with DPD for delivery. So I think it's really about getting into that nice ordering routine and getting a bit of a cycle going when you think, oh, I'm down to my last 7 days, I better give them a call.
Absolutely. One thing I have got to bring up, just because you mentioned it earlier, and when I saw it, it absolutely fascinated me, was the pouch cutting service. When I went and saw it, the speed these guys can cut at, oh my goodness, it's quite mesmerising to watch.
It is, yes. We run healthcare professional, what we call them experience days. So we have nurses coming in to do core listening and see the service in real life, and then they go over to our warehouse and see what goes on over there. But key part, like you say, that makes everybody excited is looking at the stoma bag cutting room, where we're lucky enough to have I think 12 machines, so we're able to cut most of them on the machine, which makes it more efficient. But we also have a team of people who cut them by hand as well for any that are off centre or a bit of an unusual shape. But yes, the volume and accuracy is mind-blowing. And considering that's still within that same timeline, so as soon as the prescription's received, the bags are picked by the warehouse teams and then cut to the specification and dispatched all in the same day. But it is, like you say, it is quite mesmerising, the speed that the team are able to do it at and the accuracy.
And I love the fact that we do have that openness and transparency that nurses can do the experience days, where they can come and see around the offices, they can come and see around the warehouse. And I think that puts such an open and transparency about what we do. We're not trying to hide anything. We're not trying to keep anything under wraps. I love that. I think that's so, so important as well.
Yeah. So I was hosting one yesterday, actually, and I think the feedback we get when nurses are able to come in and like you say, we're really transparent. We don't know what calls are going to come in or what patients are, you know, we're going to talk to. So I always think it's as most transparent as we can possibly be. But I love having customers in and spending the day with them and really sharing experiences of how we can work together to improve what we do and improve their service and improve our service and really how we can just help patients all the way through, whether they're new to Stonecare, like you say, or more established. And it's sometimes those more established patients who don't think they need help, actually we can then help them. But having nurses come in and listening to the calls and how we do support patients, yeah, it's really rewarding and actually quite emotive, believe it or not.
I can imagine.
Sometimes, you know, some of the feedback we get, we all tend to get a little bit emotional around it in terms of listening to a patient who may be struggling and how we've been able to help turn that around. So, yeah, it's lovely to have that.
I was lucky enough before I joined Coloplast, I came round as someone from the NHS, I came round and did the experience day. And I loved the vibe within the office as well. You can tell the team really enjoy what they do. They know that there's meaning behind what they're doing. I mean, I've been around and I've even worked in call centres before now where, my gosh, nobody looks like they want to be there. You can almost just feel the energy in the room is zero. That was the one thing that struck me about, I think that probably the industry as a whole is that there's that positivity that people know what they're doing. People know that they're making a difference to people. And I know that's our mission statement as Coloplast, isn't it? You know, make a difference.
That's what I always say, actually, to nurses when they come in. And as you know, our mission statement is, you know, making life easier for people with intimate healthcare needs, which sounds a little bit cheesy, but I say, come in, that's our mission, listen to the calls and then feedback after whether you, you know, believe that we're delivering that. And I think everybody who comes in are just blown away, like you said, by the passion to really deliver on that. And it becomes quite tangible in terms of they can see or hear, I guess, over the phone in terms of the difference that they've made to a patient's life. And whatever team that is, because obviously there's the team who are talking to customers day in, day out, who call up to place their order. And, you know, the warmth and conversation and passion that they have there, which is almost the sort of, like I said, the most day-to-day part. But I think because we really believe that we're all making a difference, it comes through whether it's just taking an order or with our clinical services team who support patients who may think it's normal to live with leakage or, you know, sore skin and how we can support those. So, yeah, the passion really does run throughout. And listen to HCPs who come in, they really comment on that and the passion that runs through it. So, it's very heartwarming. It sounds a bit cheesy, but,
And the knowledge they've got as well. It's absolutely incredible, the knowledge that they've got about, you know, what could be going on behind the scenes. I mean, it's one thing, I know that it was something especially that during COVID nurses had to become more adaptable to was assess over the phone, but these guys have almost been doing it for years, really. They kind of wrote the book on that almost, really. And the way they can pull things out as well, I find absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. The way they're able to, I remember listening, and they were able to pull sort of information out of people, but without it sounding like the Spanish Inquisition almost. It was just really gently pulling out and people opening up and, like you say, the emotiveness of it and being able to address problems that people didn't necessarily know they had.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one thing that does tend to surprise like healthcare professionals who come in. Like you say, they were thrown in the deep end over COVID, really. But our teams they've always worked like that. And one comment really stuck with me, actually, when we had a nurse in fairly recently, and she said, it was like listening to myself. And, wow. This is a conversation over the phone. So we take that as a lovely compliment from a really specialist stoma care nurse. And as you know, Hannah, we're always trying to get feedback, whether it's from nurses or patients in terms of how we can improve and listen. So it's really the highest compliment, I think,
absolutely,
to get that from a stoma care nurse. we're making, you know, saying the same thing, which is how we want to be. We'll never replace their service, but we want to be able to extend the care that they offer and work together on it.
Collar Plus Professional offers a lot of educational material for specialist nurses and healthcare professionals. Visit collarplusprofessional.co.uk to find out more.
It's almost about enhancing the services. And I say the specialist nurse, it's a fantastic role. It's a role like no other. You are never going to replace them. But to be able to have services such as Charter that can enhance what that is, I say it's like an ongoing team, really. And I think that's why it's so lovely to be part of. We're all parts of cog of a massive machine, but we're all involved in that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how we, you know, like to talk about ourselves. Yes, it's about getting that reliable order and delivery and knowing that nurses and their patients can trust us and work with us to deliver a service they can rely on. But then, as you say, just being able to extend the care and take a bit of pressure off patients calling for advice and support, that we'll be able to help then. And obviously, you know, if it's a very complex patient and they've got issues, we will obviously refer back and work with the healthcare professional team. So let's say, you know, we've got a patient who perhaps needs a bit more support or clinical intervention that we can give, but it's a little bit of a safety net, so we can work with the NHS, and, you know, we have that safety net for patients and then refer back patients who do need that extra support over and above the advice that we can give. So, yeah, it's about working together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say that it's great that you can refer back if there's anything more that you want to query and things like that. And I know that there's, if a patient's potentially on, especially I'm thinking of like an ostomate here, is on too many products, things like that, I know that we might flag that up if there's unnecessary things like that, or even if there are excess changes on their pouches as well. Is that an indication that there's something going on? All these little trigger signals that can be picked up, I think, are so important.
Yeah, so to your point, so if we see working with nurses and there are patients who are ordering a lot of supporting products, yes, they may be a complex patient and have those complex needs, and of course that's fine, but they may be that they're struggling and they've tried to resolve an issue themselves, or, you know, just get more and more sort of temporary fixes, if you like. So to be able to flag that with nurses through our transparency and openness to say, you know, we have these patients who are trying to resolve issues and we can support them or work with you to support them. So yeah, it's that extra flag, like we say, and a bit of a safety net. And we have that transparency and openness like we've been talking about, either by coming in and listening or by sharing dashboards, as we call them, and insights into how we support patients through the service, and sharing those with healthcare professionals, stoma care nurses, to say that, you know, these are the patients that order through Collar Plus Charter. How can we work together to support them? So, yeah, working very much in partnership, and that's our ideal, really, and where we how we like to work with nurses to make life easier for them and their patients.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to go a bit into sort of about your background now. So how long have you been with Collar Plus for?
I've been with Collar Plus, it's around 8.5 years now, which I cannot believe. It's gone so quickly. And as you know, every day is a school day, and I still feel like I'm learning. And that's why I love, you know, love what we do and what we do here, and moving things forward the whole time. Like we talked about yesterday, we had an experience day with stoma care nurses, and just learning from them and ideas of how we can keep working together and move forward. So although 8 years sounds a long time, yes, still learning and evolving and picking new things up along the way.
I say no 2 days are ever the same, are they?
No
2 days are ever the same. I always think that I love that variety. I love the fact that you don't know what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis, and all the different people that we work with as well across all the teams within clinical services. I mean, even the clinical services team, which I know you are so close with, is such a massive, massive team, because you've got the guys on the phones, you've got the nurses out in the field, you've got you've got such a broad team that you're working with all these different personalities that no 2 days are ever going to be the same.
Exactly. And what we're saying, you know, you can listen to a call or have a chat with one of the clinical assistants and they talk about their experience and how they supported a patient. Then that might set off, you know, a new idea and a different track and go, okay, how can we, you know, either improve that or how can we roll that out to make it an even better service? So all these different experiences and conversations sort of feed into that, don't they, to deliver the whole thing. Like you say, different ideas and working with lots of different teams, sort of all pulling together, really. Yeah, it keeps us on our toes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And had you worked in this sort of industry prior to Coloplast, or was this a brand new kind of industry?
Well, I've always worked in marketing and I've worked in lots of different industries. I suppose the closest company I've worked for is Mencap, so supporting people with a learning disability. So I worked for Mencap a few years ago now and really enjoyed that. And again, getting that sort of how we can make life easier for them and how we can support, you know, people with a learning disability and bringing that together. So that's what really interested me first around, you know, staying in this sort of area of caring and utilising those skills. Ironically, the company I was with immediately before Coloplast was Interflora, which is a very different product, but still quite emotive.
Yeah, actually, it's still about making people happy, ultimately. So,
and people send flowers, you know, for emotional reasons, and there's always a story behind it. Again, it's just really nice and to bring that different kind of thinking in. Yeah, so to be with Coloplast, you know, over 8 years now is lovely. And to build on that experience and knowledge and keep moving things forward.
Yeah, and I think that's the one thing that you really notice is that things are constantly changing, constantly moving forward. And the fact that we do like to learn from what's going on. We don't just stay in one place. I loved what you said, that sometimes it will be a conversation you've had with one of the clinical services team, and that triggers something in you that gives you ideas on how things can change. And I think that's so good that we are given that opportunity to potentially look at changing, not this is how it's always been done, this is how it's going to always be done.
Yeah, I'm working, I think, closely with the NHS, who are always looking at ways to improve and their long-term plans. So it's really, as well, bringing that in, how can we work with the NHS to support their plans and how can we, you know, in terms of things like care closer to home or improving patient self-care. So how can we help the NHS improve self-care through making sure they have the right education resources and being able to share that? And like you say, even our website, which has got loads of advice and support on, but even being able to order through it also helps improve that. So it's just those little things of what are the direction the NHS is moving in and how can we evolve the service to help deliver that as well. So, yeah, there's loads of different, it's so multifaceted, I think. Lots of different strands pulling into what we do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Carla. I feel like I've learned stuff today. I mean, although I've worked for the NHS and as a lot of people will be aware, I was a patient as well. I did use charter, I must say, when I was an OSCR, I did use charter. I still feel like I've learned something today. It goes back to what I was saying, that you never stop learning within this company and this industry, I don't think. And things are constantly moving along, constantly changing. And I've really enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about behind the scenes, about what's going on. Thank you so much for joining me. I know I've been hunting you down for a while and I do appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. I mean, I could talk about Coloplast Charter all day. So we're really passionate about what we do here. So it's like, you know, and as we talked about experiences, getting people in and listening to that passion, it, you know, we can all talk about it for a long time. So thank you for bearing with me. We got there in the end.
And what I would say to any of the nurses listening, if you do want to do one of the experiences, do have a word with your Coloplast territory manager and get them to look into arranging and you will get to meet the lovely Carla. Thank you ever so much to everyone listening, and we will see you next time. Thank you for listening. To see more of the wide variety of education we offer, please visit coloplastprofessional.co.uk. See you next time.
Stoma and Continence Conversations is a Vibrant Sound Media production for Coloplast Professional.